And time again for the Pioneer 90.1 Arts Calendar. The calendar is a weekly feature on independent public radio, Pioneer 90.1, and is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. And on the docket of events for this weekend in New Fulton, Minnesota, it's New Fest on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 5th through September 7th. Events include a parade, live music, carnival, flea market, crafts, and more. It's New Fest this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in New Fulton, Minnesota. Family Fun Day is this Saturday, September 6th in Argyle, Minnesota at Island Park. The event runs from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2:30 Saturday afternoon in Argyle. Blast of Brooks is this Saturday in Brooks, Minnesota. Events include live music, a parade, and food at the Blast of Brooks, Saturday in Brooks, Minnesota. The UFTA Mud Run is this Saturday, September 6th, in the Greenway space of downtown East Grand Forks and Grand Forks near the Sorley Bridge. The 5K Mud Run is also encompassing 20 obstacles. Saturday, September 6th, the UFTA Mud Run in the Greenway space of East Grand Forks and Grand Forks. Bull riding and barrel racing is coming this Saturday at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. The 5th Annual Fargo Beer Festival is Friday, September 5th at the Fargo Civic Center. There'll be live music at the Fargo Beer Festival on Friday, September 5th. The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's Traveling Art Exhibit is on display this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday at the Fostin Public Library. The exhibit includes original paintings, photography, drawings, pastels, and clay pottery. And the Arts Council's exhibit called Hidden Splendors opening this weekend. It's on display through Saturday and Sunday and through the entire month of September at the Council's Gallery in the Riverwalk Center, downtown East Grand Forks. The exhibit features the work of photographer Christopher Lane. Chris is from Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And that's the Pioneer 90.1 Arts Calendar. The Arts Calendar is funded by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is heard on independent public radio, Pioneer 90.1.